Esta es la lección 22 de Pimsleur, inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation.
Hi, Jorge. I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Come in and sit down.
Thanks. There was a lot of traffic today, especially on the highway.
Oh, really? Most Sundays it's not too bad.
Listen again.
Hi, Jorge. I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Come in and sit down.
Thanks. There was a lot of traffic today, especially on the highway.
Oh, really? Most Sundays it's not too bad.
You've just arrived at the home of an American acquaintance. Listen.
How did you get here?
Dígale que manejó.
I drove. I drove.
She asks.
¿Vino por carretera? Literalmente, ¿tomó la carretera?
Did you take the highway? The highway. Did you take the highway?
Answer.
Sí, vine por carretera.
Yes, I took the highway. I took the highway.
Había mucho tráfico.
There was a lot of traffic. There was a lot of traffic.
Especialmente en las carreteras. Literalmente, en la carretera.
Especially on the highway. Especially on the highway.
Hoy vine por carretera.
Today I took the highway.
El límite de velocidad en las carreteras.
The speed limit on the highway. Speed limit. The speed limit on the highway.
Es de 55 millas por hora.
Is 55 miles per hour. The speed limit is 55 miles per hour.
Say that some people drive much faster.
Some people drive much faster.
Now she asks,
¿Cuál es el límite de velocidad en México?
What's the speed limit in Mexico? What? What's the speed limit?
En las carreteras.
On the highway. On the highway.
El límite de velocidad es de 60 millas por hora.
The speed limit is 60 miles per hour.
Pero en la ciudad.
But in the city. In the city.
Es como 15 millas por hora.
It's about 15 miles per hour.
Y hay mucho tráfico.
And there's a lot of traffic.
Generalmente, hay mucho tráfico.
Listen.
There's usually a lot of traffic. There's usually a lot of traffic.
Generalmente.
Listen and repeat.
Usually. Lee. Usual. Usual. Usually. Usually.
Say.
Generalmente.
usually.
Empezando con hay, trate de decir, generalmente hay mucho tráfico.
There's usually a lot of traffic. There's usually a lot of traffic.
Especialmente en la mañana.
Especially in the morning.
Y generalmente hay mucho tráfico.
And there's usually a lot of traffic.
Como a las 5 también.
About 5 o'clock, too. About 5 o'clock, too.
Prefiero manejar.
I'd rather drive. I'd rather drive.
Cuando no hay mucho tráfico, cuidado, esto es negativo.
When there isn't much traffic. Much traffic. I'd rather drive when there isn't much traffic.
Now your acquaintance says,
esta noche, mi sobrina y su novio.
Tonight, my niece and her boyfriend.
Vienen a cenar.
Are coming for dinner. For dinner.
Try to say,
manejaron aquí desde Boston.
They drove here from Boston. From Boston. They drove. They drove here from Boston.
Están haciendo un viaje.
They're taking a trip.
Por Estados Unidos.
Through the United States.
Usted acaba de regresar de un viaje de negocios. Su conocida le pregunta, ¿cómo estuvo su viaje a Washington?
How was your trip to Washington?
¿Valió la pena?
Was it worthwhile?
Say.
Sí. Tuve una reunión con nuestro nuevo cliente.
Yes, I had a meeting with our new client.
Valió la pena.
It was worthwhile. It was very worthwhile.
Y me gusta Washington.
And I like Washington.
Say that next time you'd like to stay longer.
Next time I'd like to stay longer.
Say that you ate at a few good restaurants.
I ate at a few good restaurants.
Say that you usually eat at good restaurants.
I usually eat at good restaurants.
Fíjese en el orden de las palabras. Como
often, usually,
por lo general, vienen directamente después de yo, nosotros, etc. Diga otra vez, generalmente, como en buenos restaurantes.
I usually eat at good restaurants.
Añada, cuando viajo.
When I travel. When I travel. I usually eat at good restaurants when I travel.
Try to say,
Cené con nuestro cliente.
I had dinner with our client. Had dinner. I had dinner with our client.
En un restaurante mexicano.
At a Mexican restaurant.
Now she asks,
Manejo a Washington. Acuérdese de usar
did.
Manejo a Washington.
Did you drive to Washington? Did you drive?
Say,
No, esta vez.
No, this time. This time.
Esta vez, tomé el tren.
This time I took the train. I took the train.
Say that maybe next time you'll drive.
Maybe next time I'll drive. I'll drive. Maybe next time I'll drive.
Pero no me gusta manejar.
But I don't like to drive.
Cuando hay mucho tráfico.
When there's a lot of traffic.
You're talking with a colleague.
Ella acaba de regresar de un viaje de negocios. Pregúntele cómo estuvo su viaje.
How was your trip?
She answers,
Estuvo bastante bien.
It went pretty well. It went pretty well.
Now she says,
El lunes próximo es un día feriado.
Next Monday is a holiday.
Le quiere hablar de una excursión de un día a Boston, y por lo tanto dice, unas personas de la oficina.
A few people from the office. A few people from the office.
Escuche y repita la siguiente sección.
Are going to Boston for the day. For the day. Day. The day. For. For the day.
Literalmente, por el día. Esta es una manera común de decir que va a ser una visita de un día. Diga literalmente, vamos a Boston por el día.
We're going to Boston for the day.
Generalmente, hacemos un viaje.
We usually take a trip. We usually take a trip.
En verano.
In the summer.
El año pasado manejamos a Filadelfia.
Last year we drove to Philadelphia.
Esta vez vamos en tren.
This time we're going by train.
Piensan pasar el día allí. Entonces, ella dice literalmente, vamos a Boston por el día.
We're going to Boston for the day. For the day.
¿Puede venir con nosotros?
Can you come with us? Can you come with us?
Say that next Friday you won't be here.
Next Friday I won't be here.
She asks.
¿Por qué no?
Why not? Why not?
You want to say,
nuestro proyecto aquí terminó. Primero, proyecto.
Listen and repeat.
Project. Project. Ject. Pro. Project.
Say,
nuestro proyecto.
Our project.
Ahora terminó.
Listen and repeat.
Finished. Finished. Finished.
Ahora, nuestro proyecto aquí terminó.
Listen and repeat again.
Our project here is finished. Is finished. Our project here is finished.
Say,
nuestro proyecto aquí terminó. Literalmente, nuestro proyecto aquí está terminado.
Our project here is finished.
Say,
estuvo muy bien.
It went very well.
Y ahora, terminó.
And now it's finished. It's finished.
She says,
yo no sabía eso.
Listen and repeat.
I didn't know that. That. I didn't know. Didn't know. I didn't know that.
Say,
no sabía eso.
I didn't know that.
Sí, nuestro proyecto terminó.
Yes, our project is finished.
Y me voy el jueves próximo.
And I'm leaving next Thursday.
Para Costa Rica.
For Costa Rica.
Me gustaría quedarme aquí más tiempo.
I'd like to stay here longer.
Pero me tengo que ir.
But I have to leave.
Su colega pregunta con sorpresa, ¿usted va a Costa Rica?
You're going to Costa Rica?
Yo no sabía eso.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Usted quiere decir que tampoco lo sabía.
Listen and repeat.
I didn't either. 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 I didn't either.
Say,
yo tampoco.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
A veces, oirá pronunciar esto como
either.
Ambas formas son correctas. Ahora, su colega dice otra vez, Yo no sabía eso.
I didn't know that.
Diga que usted tampoco.
I didn't either.
You want to say...
Apenas ayer me dijeron.
Listen.
They told me just yesterday. They told me just yesterday.
Primero, me dijeron.
Listen and repeat.
They told me. Told. Told. Told me. They. They told. They told me.
Say.
Me dijeron.
They told me.
Say that they told you yesterday.
They told me yesterday.
Ahora, apenas ayer me dijeron.
Listen and repeat.
They told me just yesterday. Just. Just yesterday. They told me just yesterday.
Usted ha usado
just
en otros contextos. También puede usarse como apenas. Diga, apenas ayer me dijeron. Literalmente, ellos me dijeron apenas ayer.
They told me just yesterday.
¿De veras?
Really?
Say.
Sí, apenas ayer me dijeron.
Yes, they told me just yesterday.
Nuestro proyecto aquí terminó.
Our project here is finished. Our project here is finished.
Ahora tengo un nuevo proyecto.
Now I have a new project. A new project.
En Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica.
How does she say?
Yo no sabía eso.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Answer.
Yo tampoco.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
Apenas ayer me dijeron.
They told me just yesterday.
Later, you're talking with an acquaintance, she says.
Mañana, mi esposo y yo.
Tomorrow, my husband and I.
Vamos a Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
Are going to Atlantic City. Atlantic. Atlantic City. My husband and I are going to Atlantic City.
Atlantic City
está en el estado de Nueva Jersey. Tiene playas y varios casinos. Ella quiere decir un viaje por el día. Entonces dice literalmente, vamos por el día.
We're going for the day.
¿Le gustaría venir con nosotros?
Would you like to come with us?
Say,
Gracias, pero no puedo.
Thanks, but I can't.
La semana próxima, me voy para Costa Rica.
Next week, I'm leaving for Costa Rica.
Y tengo mucho que hacer antes de mi viaje.
And I have a lot to do before my trip.
Pregunte con sorpresa. ¿Va a Costa Rica?
You're going to Costa Rica?
Say.
Sí, apenas ayer me dijeron.
Yes, they told me just yesterday.
Now she says,
Mi hermano y su esposa.
My brother and his wife.
Están haciendo un viaje por Costa Rica.
Are taking a trip through Costa Rica.
Viven en Texas.
Texas.
They live in Texas. Texas. In Texas.
Generalmente van a México de vacaciones.
They usually go to Mexico on vacation. They usually go to Mexico.
Pero esta vez quieren ver Costa Rica.
But this time they want to see Costa Rica.
El año pasado.
Last year.
Manejé por México con ellos.
I drove through Mexico with them.
México es muy hermoso.
Mexico is very beautiful.
Especialmente Cancún.
Especially Cancún.
Now she asks,
¿Ha estado alguna vez en Costa Rica?
Have you ever been to Costa Rica? Have you ever been to Costa Rica?
Say,
No, pero hace unos años.
No, but a few years ago.
Say that a few years ago you took a trip to Venezuela.
A few years ago I took a trip to Venezuela. Venezuela. I took a trip to Venezuela.
Try to ask.
Oh, ¿de veras? ¿Le gustó?
Oh, really? Did you like it? Did like. Did you like it?
Answer.
Sí, pero hay demasiado tráfico en Caracas.
Caracas.
Yes, but there's too much traffic in Caracas.
She says,
Yo no sabía eso.
I didn't know that.
Say,
Antes de mi viaje, yo tampoco.
Before my trip, I didn't either.
Este es el final de la lección 22.